The Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says has a list of a bunch of dinim which seemingly have nothing to do with Maseches Megillah, all the different things that are only kosher b'yayim and could only be done from Aleis HaShachar. It says Ein Karnes Megillah, you can't read the Megillah, v'lo Malin, you can't do Mila, v'lo Tfila, v'lo Mazin, Chen Shem Ezeim Kenai Giryayim, v'lo Titbal Shat Tenei Tzachama, all these things could only be done once it's Tenei Tzachama, v'chulon Shasum Mishal Amud HaShachar Kasher, but B'diyavid, they're all kosher from Amud HaShachar, from Aleis HaShachar. So the Mishnah is saying a list of dinim that are only kosher by yom, and as Rashi explains, the really maker adin it's kosher by Eloisa Shachar. Eloisa Shachar is yamama, that's considered day, but lefish ain't called bekiyim. But not everyone knows exactly when is the moment of Eloisa Shachar. It's tzrichin lahamtin ad neitzachama. So midrabanan, we wait till neitzachama where it's clearly day, but really it's already kosher from Eloisa Shachar. And the question is, why does this Mishnah appear over in Maseches Megillah? What does it have to do with Megillah? All these different inyanim of Mila and Tvila, Mishnah and Beis as well, goes into other inyanim that are only kosher by Yom. Lechar, these are general inyanim and do not belong here in Maseches Megillah. And it's true that it, obviously the Pasha says it starts off because the first thing on the list is Ein Karnes and Megillah by Yom, that we're talking about Karnes and Megillah being by Yom. Once you bring in Megillah, we go on a tangent, we bring the other things as well, as is the Derech of the Mishnayos. But we mentioned a bunch of times already, the aside from Reb Tzadik, that any halacha, any agadata, anything which is brought in a masechta has a pnimius dikah connection to that masechta, to that yamtiv, to that inyan. So if these different inyanim of things only being kasher bayam and only being kasher from Aleisa Shachar all find their way in Maseches Megillah, there must be a pnimius dikah connection between this inyan of the dvarim that are only kasher bayam and Aleisa Shachar to the inyan of Purim. And the question is, what is that connection? What's the shaychus? And I thought perhaps you could be mazel like this. There's a beautiful gematria brought down in the Svarim. It says that the gematria of Sechvi, like a nice in the Sechvi, Bino Lafchem Yom Laila, the gematria of the word Sechvi, Sin Chav Vav Yud, is the gematria of Purim. It's the same gematria as Purim. And the question is, what's the beer in that? What's this Indian that Sechvi and Purim share the same gematria? So what is a Sechvi? A Sechvi is, we say a nice in the Sechvi, Bino Lafchem Yom Laila, it's either a rooster or the Seichel and the Lave. It's some type of ability to tell the difference between Yom and Laila. Now we find that the Gemara says, the well-known Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says that why is Esther called Ayala's HaShachar? Because just like the Shachar is Saif Kol HaLaila, so too Esther is Saif Kol HaNisim, it's the end of all the Nisim that were Begali, it's an Ace Nister, and therefore she's called Ayala's HaShachar, similar to the morning, which is the end of the night, she was the end of the Nisim Geluyim. Now the Shaila is, why Bechlal is morning referred to as Shachar? Why do we call the morning Shachar? Shachar, Shachar, Alaysa Shachar, Muda Shachar. L'char Shachar comes from the word Shachar, which means black, which means dark, which is the total hepach, the opposite of the morning. Why would we refer to the morning as Shachar? And the Eben Ezra speaks about this, and the Eben Ezra says that when we talk about morning, we talk about Alaysa Shachar. Alaysa Shachar is not like we think, where it's bright and sunny outside. Alaysa Shachar is, you look outside, it could be dark, it almost looks like Laila, but it's actually the darkest time of the night. It's the Shachruris of the Laila, happens all the way towards then. That's when it's the most dark. And while it's the most dark, the darker that it gets, that's when the Tchila of the R starts to shine a little bit. There's a little bit of R that you could see within that Chayshach, and that's what's referred to as Alaysa Shachar. It's the first time we could find a glimmer of light within the Shachruis of the Laila, within the darkness of the night. And that's why it's called Aleisa Shachar. The Baker is not when it's fully bright outside, it's when there's that first glimmer of light that you could, if you look carefully, if you look hard, you could find it within the Chayshach. That's the ending of Shachar being called Aleisa Shachar. And that's why Esther is called Ayasa Shachar, because what happened on Purim was not an Ace Nigla. It wasn't like, in the middle of the day where it's bright and you could see the sun and everything is lit up. Purim was an Ace Nisner. Purim was an Ace where it was difficult to see everything, to see the Yad Hashem. You had to look, you had to search. It was a time of Hester Panim, and you had to find the Yad Hashem within the Chayshach. That's what Purim is really all about. So being that it was an Indian of finding the Yad Hashem, finding the R within the Chayshach, it's referred to as Ayel Sashachar. Ayel Sashachar is the time, the Saif Kol HaLaila, the Tchil of the Yom, where it's still dark, but yet within the darkness you could find a little glimmer of R, you could find a little bit of Hashkacha and Kurvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the Chayshach. That's why it's called Ayel Sashachar, and I think that's the Indian why the Svarim say that Purim is Gematria Sechvi, that just like the Sechvi, Sechvi is the Indian of the rooster, or the Seichel, that is able to have the bino lahafchin b'yom and melayla, to tell the difference between night and day. In other words, to find that moment where you could already see a little bit of arab, seicha chayshach. That's what Purim is. Purim was mamash di sechvi. Purim is the anta that gave us that ability to find the arith and the chayshach, to find that little glimmer of light within the darkness. And that's why the gematria of sechvi and the gematria of Purim are one and the same. And I thought, lefi that, we could be mazah the Indian of why all these mishnayos over here come over here in Maseches Megillah and the Yom Tov of Purim, because this is mamish what Purim is all about. All these dinim, these are dinim that are only kasher b'yayim. But even though they're only kasher b'yayim, the Mishnah says really they're kasher mishalom mudashachar. Once a mudashachar comes, it's already kasher. Now, if you think about it, you look outside in a mudashachar, it's not yayim, it's still dark. But the Mishnah is saying that even though it's dark, but being that there's a drop of ar, you could already see a little bit of ar within the chayshech, the Torah considers that yayim. That's what he called considered yayim. And all these things are kasher mikra adin, because that is considered yayim. That's what alaysa shachar means. Alaysa shachar means you don't need the full bright day, the nisim gluyim, but even when it's chayshech, but if you could already find a little bit of ar within the chayshech, that's halachically yayim, that's considered day, and these things are all kasher b'yayim. So this whole inyan of these dvarim that are kasher b'yayim, and yet they're kasher mishal amud ha-shachar, when you find that ar within the chayshech, that's really what the essence of the yantav of Purim is all about. That's inyan of Purim being ayas ha-shachar. That's Purim gematria sechvi, ashenasin the sechvi bina la'avchim yamim laila, to be able to find that ar within the chayshech when it's the darkest part of the night, when it's the deepest shachriris, the deepest blackness, you can find the glimmer of light. That is Purim, that is sechvi, and that is this inyan of all these dinim that are kasher mishal amud ha-shachar.